Welcome to the Self-Publishing Tips and Tricks Show, a series designed to give you insight into the world of self-publishing and marketing your books. Featuring your hosts, Shannon, the author behind the pen name S.C. Houston, Ben Pick, and Morgan Lee. Join us several times each month when we interview authors about their self-publishing and marketing journeys, talk to industry leaders, and discuss books about writing, self-publishing, and marketing. Also stay tuned for the best self-publishing tip or trick of the week. Hello and welcome. I'm Shannon, your host for this week's Self-Publishing Tip or Trick of the Week. I'm still working on the next book in my series, but I'm also preparing for my presentation at BookmarkCon, a virtual conference focused on book marketing. I attended their first conference last year and found it insightful. When invited to speak about Kickstarters, I eagerly agreed to join the upcoming conference scheduled for April 5th through the 7th. I have a coupon code to save $50 on the ticket price for the first 10 people. I'll include the link to the conference and the coupon code in the show notes and in the description box for YouTube. So talking about book marketing, let's get to this week's tip or trick. When it comes to marketing and selling your book, the importance of a compelling book cover cannot be overstated. People do indeed judge a book by its cover, a fact underscored by experiences shared within the industry, be it through conferences, webinars, or insights from professionals. A notable example is Brian Burney, known for his expertise in online advertising, who suggests that a disconnect between ad clicks and book sales often points to an issue with the package, the ensemble of the book's title, cover, description, reviews, etc., that potential buyers encounter online. The tip of this week is a question of if and when you should get a new book cover for work you've already published. Book covers, much like fashion, evolve over time. This evolution is recognized by traditional publishers who regularly refresh covers for various reasons, such as rebranding, market trends, international releases, and special editions. These rationales are equally applicable to self-publishers. I find four primary reasons that prompt indie authors to consider new covers: shifting trends, evolving genres, personal growth, and the desire for consistent branding. The first two reasons relate to market dynamics, whereas the last two are based on author preferences. Let's delve into understanding the book market. Trends in book covers change, and new genres and subgenres frequently emerge, each with its expectations for cover art. Understanding current trends and genres involves market research. I would suggest going to online retailers to look at a selection of traditional and indie published books versus bookstores that may carry predominantly traditionally published books. Observe successful books in your genre for cues on colors, composition, and typography. Consider whether covers in your genre typically feature people, symbolic objects, ornate patterns, bold typography, colorful vector illustrations, or any other number of book cover styles. Font is crucial in your book cover's layout and is often genre-specific. Use resources like What the Font to identify fonts used on trending covers. I'll link the website in the show notes and in the description box for YouTube. Simply spending time analyzing best-selling book covers can provide insights into current genre trends. When to update a book cover depends largely on sales performance. If marketing efforts like ads and promotions aren't converting to sales, and you believe the story is solid, it might be time to reassess the book's package, including the cover. For market research, I have two approaches. First, the thumbnail test, which is free. In the digital age, where books are often purchased online or featured in promotional emails and social media ads, covers are frequently seen at a reduced size. For the thumbnail test, create a grid of the best-selling book images in your genre, keeping the size relevant to what's seen on the website. Include yours in the mix and assess whether it fits visually. If unsure, consider my second approach, which is getting a market analysis from Kaylytics, a tool that tracks Amazon Kindle market trends, including cover designs of thousands of books. Kaylytics data provides meaningful insights to help authors make informed decisions about whether their book covers align with current market expectations. While Kaylytics reports are typically paid, free editions occasionally offer valuable publishing industry insights on Amazon. For a comprehensive analysis, purchasing a genre-specific report is recommended. The website link will be provided in the show notes or in the description box on YouTube. Updating book covers is crucial for staying relevant in the ever-changing book market. Regular market analysis is a key part of your author business. Strategic updates can reposition a book to better meet current reader expectations and market demands, potentially increasing sales and readership. I hope this tip helps you in deciding if and when you should update your book covers. Stay tuned for next week's Tip or Trick episode. Thank you so much to our incredible listeners and viewers for joining us on our exploration of everything self-publishing. We hope you found our podcast to be a treasure trove of insights and inspiration. If you've enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on your favorite podcast platform or a thanks on our YouTube episodes. Don't forget, you can catch all of our past episodes on YouTube, Spotify, and other major podcast platforms. And if you'd like to connect with us, drop us a line at selfpublishingtipstricks@gmail.com. Keep writing, keep publishing, and we'll see you next time.